Anna Heerman. I know it's said left, but I'm really feeling right.
You mean your other right?
I thought you said South Carolina, not North.
It's tequila time before the flight.
Are we there yet?
Ah, shit. There's a detour.
Wait, we should go left. I think we should go right.
Did you say ping pong show?
How much is the flight? Do you want to fly or drive?
I don't think this is right.
I thought you said O'Hare, not Midway. Do you have your passport?
Hungry?
I think I need a beer.
Let's go fucking travel.
Hello and good morning and welcome back to
Just a Little Detour.
I'm Lisbeth Delos Reyes.
And I'm Anna Heerman. You can find our joint podcast account at little.detour.podcast. You can email us at little.detour.podcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justalittledetour. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at littledetourpod. And you can find our website at justalittledetour.wordpress.com.
I think that's all of it.
I did it.
You did it.
Do you?
You can find me, Lisbeth, on Instagram at Lisbeth_Delos Reyes. And you can find my Twitter at LizDelosReyes31.
I'm Anna Heerman. You can find me on Instagram at AnnaBanana625 and on Twitter at MadCowsMood2. It is not even 10 a.m. and we are drinking wine.
Okay, granted, we woke up at 6 this morning. Okay, so we've been up for like 4 hours. So,
and it's like that's 5
like brunch hour for us, technically. Oh shit, my music's going. Don't sue us.
Yeah, so we're in Maui.
Again. And we're sitting in the same bed again. And we're looking at the same beautiful mountain and palm trees and watching the sun come in again. And it's fucking amazing.
Honestly, there's like these palm trees outside and they're like swaying in the wind right now. And there's this like little tiny tree down the way, like tiny as in like it's a normal sized tree, but compared to the palm trees, it's not. It's like small, but it has all these pretty flowers on it.
It does.
This island is like so beautiful.
It's freaking magical.
I mean, honestly, just walking around and seeing like all the flowers everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And like this morning, we had our morning coffee out on the balcony and just watched like the clouds roll over this mountain that we're mm-hmm. sitting in front of. It's quite beautiful and breathtaking. And now we had a cup of wine in front of that mountain.
Yeah, like we're living our best life right now. So Maui, what should we start from the airport?
Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about LAX. I mean, this is good information, actually. Whenever we decided we were going to go to Maui, we had to look up like all of the stuff that we had to do for the, getting into Hawaii, whatever, like testing and whatnot.
We somewhat touched on it on the last episode with the CVSs, but basically what you have to do is Maui or like the Hawaiian Islands have like this whole code book in order. And you basically are not allowed to travel if you have a positive COVID test. So,
or if you don't have proof of a negative COVID test.
Yeah. Right. So I think that in and of itself is quite powerful. You can't get on this island if you have COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's the way it should be. Let's be serious.
And I think that's like what the rest of the U.S. should do. Not going to lie. If you're going to travel, if you're going to go into a different state, make sure you get a negative COVID test. That's one way to stop transmission.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good idea.
It's annoying. Let me tell you. Go listen to our last episode and listen to the fucking shenanigans we had to go through to get these COVID tests. But it's a safety precaution.
But for ease of use, basically, if you look up, Hawaii Travel. It'll send you to like a portal where it's like a website where you're, it'll explain to you exactly what you need to do. It's just like the HawaiiTravel.gov website, something like that. And basically all we had to do was we had to put our test results in, and then they sent us a QR code. And then whenever we got to LAX, all we had to do was walk up to the customer service, which was just past the TSA bag check.
Yeah.
And go to like the Hawaii line, which like is very obvious because it's like there's it's a table like wrapped in a grass skirt.
Yeah.
So like you know exactly what you're getting whenever you go over there. And then they scan your QR code, and then they give you a bracelet. And then basically you just go to your plane, and you can get on your plane.
And they're very strict about the bracelet, too. Like, it has to be showing at all times, mm-hmm. which perfectly fine with me. Like, just make sure that you are in the right place at the right time when they're calling your gate, which is a fucking issue for people in LAX.
Yeah, I don't
people
know what
was
going
standing,
on.
There's literally, okay.
They were like, here are the directions. And they were like, we don't follow those.
There's two lines to board the fucking plane. It's first class and then everything else class.
It's like us peons.
Yes. And like, so she said, like, once first class is filed in, nobody stand in the first class lane. This is how we'll get your group numbers in. Nobody followed directions.
Nobody followed directions.
They were like splitting the lanes, and I'm like, y'all, it's not that fucking complicated.
The lady was like, are you supposed to be in this line? They're like, no. She's like, get out of line.
She's like, are you in first class? No. Why are you in this line?
I love next. It. Yeah. Yes. She was like, get out of my face.
Yes. It was perfect. So listen to directions.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all you really had to do is make sure you had your bracelet, your QR code, mm-hmm. a negative COVID test, and get on that plane to fucking Maui.
And if you were lucky like us and you were able to do like the pre-screening at the airport that like you were coming from rather than like doing the screening when you came into Hawaii, you have an express lane straight to baggage claim. So, yes. Like, we got off the plane, we went to the bathroom, and we walked out of the airport, like, immediately. Yep. There was no, like...
No line, no having to go.
No fuss.
We talked to Michaela yesterday, and she said that... They both said that they had to wait, like, 45 minutes in line because they didn't do mm-hmm. the QR code checkpoint, which is, again, it's fine, you know, like... Whenever you can do it, it's probably best to do it earlier, but that way you don't have to wait in line. And it was quite easy for us to get our United bracelet, too.
Well, also, like, the less time you're spending in the airport, the more time you're spending on this beautiful island.
Yes. I need to pour myself some more champagne. Some Chardonnay, my bad.
But so basically what ended up happening is we went straight through the like check line. No big deal. We went out. We were able to catch an Uber like basically immediately. We didn't have any issues with that. And we knew that our check in for our Airbnb was going to be a little bit later at 4:00. And we came in at like noon. So we went to this Mexican restaurant. It's a Mexican-Hawaiian restaurant.
Where I got to use my Spanish, guys. The lady in their new Spanish, I don't know if she was Mexican, of Mexican descent. I don't think she was, but she knew Spanish. What was the restaurant called?
The name of the restaurant was Acevedo's Hawaiicano Cafe.
Hawaiicano.
Yes.
Yeah.
Acevedo's Hawaiicano.
Acevedo's Hawaiicano. I like the Hawaiicano.
Yeah.
Because, so, it comes from Chicano.
Mm.
Like, Chicano means, like, basically Mexicans that are Americans, like, born American, okay. is a Chicano.
I see. So, Hawaiicano.
Hawaiicano
is their Hawaiians.
Hawaiians.
Yeah,
Mexicans
I like that.
Mexicans that were born Hawaiians.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, like, fucking amazing.
The food.
Holy moly.
There was abuelitas in the back making flour tortillas, and I was like, I am here for this.
Honestly, I want to stop there before we go on the plane. Like, I don't care if I'm gassy the whole way to San Fran. I will fart on anyone.
The beans, I ordered the quesadilla. I did order the carnitas quesadilla.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So it good. Was so... It was phenomenal.
I got
it was the best welcome back to meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got carne asada taco. I got pork carnitas taco. And then I got their specialty. It's like green pepper pork.
Oh my
That God. One was like, I was like, oh. I was like, if this is all of the food that we eat in Maui, is this like, that's 1,000%.
It was
okay
phenomenal.
Yes. Like, yeah, it we was have a so
picture.
Good.
Well, I took a picture of my tortilla just because it was literally, like, it had, like, little burn spots and everything. Like, I know that they did it on a stove oven, like, by hand.
Yeah, we should definitely stop there before the airport.
I agree.
Yes. 12th. The 12th's coming up, and we're coming back. Yes. So after that, we decided we're going to try to figure out how to get to our Airbnb, even though we knew we were going to have, like, a little bit of extra time. So I was like, we'll ride the bus. So what ended up happening is that we're here during, like, I guess the last spring break of the spring break-in. I don't know how school works.
spring breaks start in
yeah. March, but then they end in like March. May.
Yeah, because
or, no,
of
April.
Easter and shit.
Yeah, so like, it's like the last one.
It is.
So I guess everybody decided to come to Maui. Yeah. I don't know. But there's no cars on this island to rent.
There is cars on the island. We just can't rent
Yeah,
them.
We can't rent a car.
We failed at renting a car. But you know what? Honestly, we've mastered the bus. Huh?
It's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even care.
I thought you said it's been a pain. No, it's been.
No, it's not been a pain at all. It's been amazing.
It's been pretty amazing. And we've mastered the bus system.
The Maui bus.
The Maui
which,
bus.
Shout
is,
out. Like,
yes.
The bus drivers are so nice.
They are.
They're keeping it so clean. They keep it clean.
They stop and, like, everyone gets off and, like, cleaning people go in and clean the bus.
Yeah.
Like,
I
they're
love
really
it.
Trying not to fucking spread a disease. We talked to our Uber driver yesterday, and she's like, Hawaiians understood that it was the they didn't politicize the mm-hmm. fucking coronavirus. Mm-hmm. They're like, we need to keep these people safe, like, our people safe, and they're doing a phenomenal job about it.
Yeah, no, they're doing, like, I feel very safe here.
Yeah.
I feel literally, like, super safe. It almost feels normal.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally, everyone has to come in with a negative COVID test.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So we walked to the bus station. We talked to the guy at our bus stop who was, like, super friendly and nice.
Yeah. Also from Lahaina. That's where we were going to.
Mm-hmm. And what we ended up doing was we bought a bus pass for the day. So you can pay for a single bus ride. It's $2. But if you get a bus pass for the day, it's only $4.
And you can ride the bus any bus at any point in time.
Any transfer point, like, you could just hop on, hop off.
Yeah.
Now, I think due to COVID, the bus lines are going, like, a little bit less frequently.
Yep.
So, like,
they're every hour instead.
Yeah, they're every hour, and then a couple of them are, like, every half hour. So, like, there's, like, ones that are a little bit more frequent because they get a little bit more traffic. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely, like, less frequent. So, like, build time into your schedule if you decide to use the bus system. But it is very reliable.
Yes.
So, like, I highly recommend.
Yeah.
We took the pink line. I don't remember what number it is.
40?
It might have been 40.
I think it's 40.
Yeah. We took the pink line to the green line, I think is what we mm-hmm. ended up doing. And it was just, like, a super easy transfer. It was yep. right. They have these transfer stations and the buses are air conditioned.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Like, so air conditioned.
Nice.
Well, again, you got to think about, like, Hawaii is a hot place. So, like,
yeah.
these buses are air conditioned. Well, like, you're not going to smell your neighbor's sweaty pits, which I'm talking about myself really, but you know.
Yeah. No, totally. Like, I was, like, very impressed with the bus. And yeah. there's, like, two different types of buses. So they have, like, the buses that look more like a shuttle bus. And then they have the more, like, classic city buses. Mm-hmm. But they're all air conditioned and they're all nice. And, like, the bus drivers are also nice.
And doing this bus ride made us see so much mm-hmm. of the island. Because, like, so what we did was we basically rode the coastline up to Lahaina where we're staying.
It was so pretty. We saw, like, the mountains.
Yeah.
We saw the coastline.
Yeah, we saw the mountain in Kalua, which is, like, this massive. It's that mountain right
yes.
there, but it's on the other side.
Yeah. And there's, like, this big split in the mountain where it definitely, like, it reminded me when we were flying in and I saw it initially of whenever, let's see. Aragorn, because there's Aragorn, which is the books. Oh, Aragorn and Lord of the Rings. Like, mm-hmm. he goes in between the mountain crests to go and get the ghost army. Yeah. Like, it literally, I was like, I understand that they did this in, like, New Zealand, but if they had done it on, like, this island, I also would have believed, like, that's where you would find a ghost army.
Yeah.
It's, like, in between these two mountains that have been, like, rent apart. Like, it looks so beautiful.
We were flying through the valley of the mountain. It was so cool.
It was amazing. Yeah. I loved it. It's so beautiful. And we saw, like, when we were flying in, like, the volcano top, like, through the clouds, like, yes. and it had snow on it.
Wait, let me talk about flying in.
Yeah, talk about flying in.
So, I was very caffeinated mm-hmm. flying in, you know, all of those espresso shots and uh-huh. stuff. Uh-huh. So, when we were flying in, I knocked out for the first, like, 2 hours of the flight and then was awake the last three. I was journaling, doing whatever, and then the captain comes on. He's like, we're starting our descent, and I was like, this is perfect. Like, this is... I moved seats. I got the entire row to myself.
Oh, me too. I had an entire row to myself. I literally laid out.
Yeah. When I fell asleep, I, like, laid in those three seats.
Yeah, I was horizontal. Like, this is, like... I was like, this is the position I need to be in.
I wish I could get a flight like that. Like,
every time.
Especially, like, flying over to, like, China. I wish I had a three-seater like that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, so the captain comes on, tells us we're descending. I move to the window seat, and I start journaling, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, really feeling my buzz. The person comes back, and I do ask for a Coke. I was like, I'm feeling frisky. I want to pretend I'm drinking, like, Jack and Coke. Anyways, yeah. So I get my journal out. I'm journaling, blah, 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 whatever. And then we hit a patch of fucking turbulence. And I have my headphones in, and I hear a kid scream. And I'm like, oh, this is about to be fucking phenomenal. I was like, if that kid screamed, his stomach dropped to his asshole, and we're in for a ride.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, preparing for this thing. I, like, put my stuff away. I just slam my Coke because I know it's going to be a bumpy ride. And we, like... I swear to you guys, like, we start turning, like, mm-hmm. you know, the plane, like, does, like, little left hooks and right hooks, you know, to kind of direct themselves to wherever they're going to fucking land. Anyways,
hopefully going to land.
Yeah, hopefully, not crash. So we're flying, and then I see a big-ass cloud coming up ahead, and I was like, we're going to fucking surf that cloud.
Yeah.
And we go in at an... like at a left angle. Oh my gosh, guys, these kids were screaming. I was laughing. The turbulence was nuts. My stomach dropped to my butthole a couple times. And then the plane did, like, this right hook, and then out we shot out of the fucking cloud. And the first thing you see is this red and black island, just, like, massive, and it's, like, the biggest welcome, mm-hmm. and, like, all of a sudden we're out of the turbulence. It's a smooth flight into Maui, and we land. It was fucking graceful. I texted Anna the second I was able to, and I was like, that landing was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was a good landing.
Oh my god,
we just, like, kissed her.
Chef's kiss to those pilots for getting us through that. I was laughing. I meant, like, there was this girl in the back, like, honey, this is not funny. The turbulence is making my tummy upset. And I was like,
you were like, straight puke. Laughing. Do it.
Yes. I was kind of like waiting for the hurls. I was waiting for the little kid to throw up, really.
Oh my God. When that kid screamed, I, like, fucking lost it. I was like, I can't be here for this.
And his mom was like, it's like a roller coaster. Yeah. And I was like, yes.
Like, I was like, please don't say that, because, like, roller coasters kill you.
Ooh, so do airplanes. So, you know, two in one.
You are so, like, it's the chance of you dying in an airplane is, like, a smaller chance than, like, getting struck by lightning.
Okay, no, but, like, what's the difference between dying in an airplane versus dying in a roller coaster?
I don't want to do either.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not interested in either. Like, let's be serious. Like, that's not the way I want to go.
I'm fucking dead. Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying. So I just started out there.
Yeah, so the flight was great.
Yeah, the flight was, like, honestly, I slept and whatever. There was, like, children walking around and people, like,
Yanking their children down the aisle.
I really enjoy parents that hold the child by, like, one arm and they're holding the arm up so high that, like, it looks like their shoulder's just about to come out of the socket.
I know, and like, why is that a thing?
Like, look at this toddler. It's, like, so flexible. Like, I feel like they're, like, presenting the, like, you know, it's like a, it's like the hands.
Like,
they're,
like, the child is walking in front.
But then it's, like, the child, you know? Just say it. Like, that's what it, they're, like.
Why did I, like, I literally pictured it.
Yeah, like there's children hanging on hooks. Like, you know, they're, like, take me for a walk down the aisle.
Yeah, but it is true. Like, the parent holds their, like, the child is walking in front of the parent, and the parent is, like, 90-degree angled out, and, like, the poor child is hanging by this hook, which is the parent's hand.
Yes. It's kind of funny. That's what it feels like. And maybe it's just because, like, the parents are, like, so tall. Because usually it's the...
I think it's
usually the dads, too. Because they're like, I don't know how to bend down. Like, I'm not used to being small. Women do that. Yeah. Like, that's what it feels like.
I mean, all of the children that were like that were the dads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some action.
Oh,
police. Po-po. Very exciting. Live updates from the podcast. Okay, so I'm glad we haven't even made it out of the... No, we did make it out of the airport. We backtracked.
Yeah, we backtracked. We were talking about the bus, and then we pulled off. So we decided, since we had so much time on our hands, we had like 3 hours to get to the Airbnb.
We caught our transfer bus at Lahaina at the Wharfs Center or Wharf Circle or something like that. And then we just caught another bus, the 28, up to...
Whalers Village, because we ended up going
to the beach.
Oh my God. Our first beach day.
Guys.
I went in and we both went in and got into the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Man, it was intense.
Beautiful.
Gosh, it was really clear too, which like, you know, I don't assume that it won't be, but I don't expect it to be. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to say something that might be outrageous, but I'm going to be... From my perception, I think the Indian Ocean waves are a tad, like, in, like, Bali and in, like, Thailand. Well, not so much Thailand, but, like, in Bali for sure. When I was in the Indian Ocean, those waves are bigger than the ones here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. But, like, the waves here are beautiful. And, like,
the waves are beautiful. I mean, I don't know that was a argument.
Oh, I didn't want to piss people off. I don't know.
Oh, no, I thought the waves were beautiful, but, like, I was up in, like, Fire Island in New York, and, like, that's, like, Atlantic side, and, like, the waves are, like, 10, 12 feet tall, and I was, like, no, these are, like, a good size for me, like, it was, like, enough that I wanted to get to, like,
hip level.
Probably,
like, 5 feet tall.
Yeah, no, this was, like, this is perfect level for me. This is, like, the exact level I want.
The waves...
Where it's, like, they're big enough that, like, I could be, like, a little bit scared, but, like...
Yeah,
not so big that I'm, like, definitely scared.
Yeah. These were perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, like, the ones, for comparison, like, these were, like, 5-6 foot waves. The ones in Bali were at least 8 to 10 feet waves. And I was... diving into those, like, I could never touch the floor until I literally swam out into the shore.
Yeah, I don't want that type of wave. Yeah. That's, like, a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Everything we loved about this particular beach, I have to say, number one was the sand was so soft.
It was heavenly.
I mean, it was so soft. Like, it, like, ugh. Man,
you were feeling it.
Yeah, I was like, I buried my feet in it.
You did. You did bury yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
that's true. I came back from swimming, and like, I see Anna
half buried.
Yes,
I just love sand. Yeah. I like literally. I just want to like burrow in. Like sometimes I like squish around a little bit to like kind of like make a nice like butt seat for me in the sand, and I just like I love soft sand because like I can get
like burrow in it.
Yeah, I can like get those creases creased, you know, like a perfect scoop.
Yeah,
that's what I want. So
no, it was perfect sand for that. It really was.
I will say I really thought that we were gonna see seashells and we haven't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm not planning on necessarily bringing any back, but I like picking them up. Like, yeah. I don't, like, I don't.
Looking at them?
Yeah, I don't want to, like.
Seeing what came from the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, kind of like fossils.
They are fossils.
Right?
Yeah. We saw small seashells in L.A., but I know I have not seen any here, but I think it's because, I don't think it's, like, close to a reef.
You know, that might be right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're more on the ocean side versus reefy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about the ocean, though. So someone please correct me as to why we didn't see seashells in
our beaches. Maybe we just weren't there at the right time of day. But
that too.
I really like just picking up shells. Like, yeah. I pick them up and I'm not like, I want to take this home and like have like a seashell themed bathroom, which I know is like what most Midwesterners do. That's a fact. Call me out. But like, if you haven't seen like a parent with like, you know, a seashell themed bathroom or a beach themed bathroom, like that you probably just don't have family.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no other option. Like you've been in a bathroom that's beach themed in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And cried.
Because it's so miserable.
Yeah.
You're like, just like peeing you're, and you're like.
Like, I really fucking loved our succulent bathroom in L.A. Like, that was like beautiful, was cool. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're going to have a succulent bathroom
we
now.
We are going to have
we're
a succulent bathroom.
We're just changing our bathroom.
We
but
need to get
I'm not having plants, a. I'm not going to have a seashell one. No. No beaches. There's no sand in my bathroom.
No.
It's the Midwest. Sand. No sand.
I think it's because Midwesterners want sand.
We do. But, like, if you go down to the Mississippi, like, you could just get, like, tetanus or lupus or, I don't know. I don't know if things are catchable in the water. Chlamydia. Cholera. Oh, cholera. That's a good
cholera
one.
Is
you
disgusting.
Could definitely get cholera at the
Ew.
Mississippi.
Ew. I have a visual of cholera, and I don't want to talk about it.
No. I don't know why you do, though, because that was more like my speed.
No, because, like, medical field in the ER is disgusting.
Oh, that's true. I forgot you're in the ER. What a wild place
I hated
to be.
Being an x-ray tech for that reason, the ER.
Because of the cholera.
Everything.
She's like, I hate dysentery. It's awful.
It's poop. Like, who likes poop?
Nobody.
Exactly. Like, no.
But, like, imagine getting into, like...
This is why I'm a radiation therapist.
Like, imagine being that lab tech that, like, diagnosed that. They get, the sample right, and they're like, holy fuck, this person has dysentery.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And they're like, we haven't seen that since the wagons rolled through.
Oh,
like, that would be exciting. Just a little bit. For
I
lab
mean,
tech, I understand.
I definitely feel like an x-ray tech was, like, is the redneck of radiology. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. It's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it's the, it fucking
You're
is,
You're like, look
though.
At this femur. They're like, is it broken? And it's like, it's two pieces. You're like, I don't know. I can't read it. The doctor's not here.
Yeah, you're just like, you're a lying. You're a professional liar when you're an x-ray tech. Like, oh, is my femur broken? I don't know.
The patient's looking at the x-ray with you. They're clearly not together. And you're like, I don't know, man. You might be fine.
This is what I had to do.
It's like sticking out of their leg. And you're like, I don't know.
You can't. You literally cannot say that your femur is
you're
broken.
Like, I've never seen a bone before, so I'm not sure. That could be
I'm
anything.
Fucking you, dead.
That
no,
might just
yeah,
be some dirt.
The redneck. It's just some dirt sticking.
Yeah, you're like, that's just some,
just a dirt
just
stain.
Some hard dirt, maybe.
Yeah, it's not blood. It's just sandy dirt. Are you bleeding out? Oh no.
Wow, I've never seen blood before. I've never been in a hospital.
I'm just kidding, guys. I was the best fucking x-ray tech. I was shooting x-rays left and right, looking great, but I will never go back to that.
No. Just imagining you being like, I don't know, man.
I mean,
that could be your brain on the ground. Could not be. It's possible.
There was, okay, fun, quick story.
Is this going to be a dead body one?
It's no.
Okay,
oh,
good.
God. I would not tell that one on the podcast.
Okay, good.
I don't
good.
Want to talk about dead bodies. Anyways.
Blah.
Yeah. This person had a broken ulna. So if you know, that is the pinky side of your
because it has
forearm.
The L in it for little finger. That's how I remember.
So,
ulna, little finger.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I remembered
right?
radius because I want to turn up the radio with my thumb.
Mm.
So that was my radius radio.
And mine, of course, was word-based. Yours was action-based.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Two ways.
We just figured each other out.
Yes.
Forever. We'll never have any miscommunication again.
Anyways, it was broken to shit, and the person was like, can I see it? And I was like, sure. And they were like, oh, that's broken. And I was like, I have to send this image off to the radiologist.
Your insurance requires you to pay more to know if this is broken, though you can clearly see.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, let's not talk about x-ray. This is not our radiation podcast.
No, not yet, guys, but
we may be making one.
Robert. Shout out.
Sorry. We've went on a tangent. Let's go back to Maui.
Okay. We made it to Whaler's Village. We were sitting out on the beach. We said to each other, wouldn't it be great if we could get a drink? And we turned around and looked at all of these restaurants that were behind us on the beach. And we're like, it should be easy to get a drink. There's so many restaurants. It was not. I knew you guys knew where that story was going.
It was right after happy hour. The entire fucking shacks were full of people.
And it's like expensive places. These are probably like $24 drinks or something stupid.
We decided it was better to go to the Airbnb.
We were like, we're just going to go to the Airbnb and check in. It'll be great. We'll take showers. We'll order food. It'll be like the whole thing. So we got here. We checked in. No big deal.
Ordered food.
We love our Airbnb. Yes, it's got a king size bed. So, you know, it works for both of us. Mm-hmm. There's even like a painting on the wall that's from a local Hawaiian painter. And the reason we know that is because we've been going to the art galleries because we're very bougie now.
Yes.
We made it to Maui and we're really bougie.
We
ordered food. And I was like so excited that the food was coming. And I was so excited, I fell asleep.
And I was so excited, too, that I fell asleep also.
Yes.
And then
So we're both knocked out, completely dead to the world. It's like the storm has rolled in. It's raining outside. It's dark. It might be like 1 in the morning, but it's only 9 p.m. And I look at my phone and I go, no, they canceled the order because they couldn't find an Uber driver to bring us the Uber food. Because, again, guys, we don't have a car.
Yes.
So I ordered it again. Mm-hmm. And they never charged me for it. They took off the charge for the original order that they canceled. And then some wonderful man delivered our food, came to the door, was like, oh, I found you guys.
Yes.
Aloha, your food is here, delivered. And I said through the door, aloha, mahalo. And he ran off, and I grabbed the food, and we had food, and I think it was free.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I think that's like the first magical thing that happened on Maui.
It was.
What did you order? I got what I assumed was going to have like some extra sauces because it was like Hawaiian barbecue. Mm-hmm. So it was like chicken katsu. So it came with, it's like fried chicken filet, mm-hmm. and then a stack of rice and a thing of macaroni salad, which honestly the macaroni salad was fucking bomb. The macaroni
salad is like A1 here.
I think it's our thing.
I think it is their thing because it was fucking delicious.
Honestly, we're going to have to go get food after this.
Yes.
So it came with some kind of sauce, and I have no idea what the sauce was, but it was like sort of like a green colored gravy. Mm. And I just dipped my chicken in it with the rice. And like, honestly, it was really good. Okay. I have no idea what it was.
I have no idea what mine was either.
Oh, yours sauce. You had a grilled mahi-mahi.
No, I know that. I don't know what sauce it came with.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. I had the grilled garlic mahi-mahi with lemon. Oh my God, guys. It was the best fucking fish I've ever eaten, ever. I didn't even know what mahi-mahi was. Anna says it is dolphin fish.
Yes, which I'm pretty sure, I'll look up a picture, but I'm pretty sure it's like a wide, flat fish with eyes on one side of its body.
Amazing. I'm here for it. It was phenomenal. It was grilled to perfection. They squeezed a lime over it. There was so much garlic. It was perfect. It tasted, it had like the texture of chicken, which I really enjoyed because chicken is one of the things that I don't really eat.
I totally want to describe this fish for people.
Okay, describe this fish for us.
So it has a big square front to its head. It looks sort of like what you would imagine like some kind of cleaver would look like. It's like blue and yellow, and it looks like it could be like 50,000 pounds. Like
that one's giant.
There's this guy. There's two guys holding it. Like they obviously, one of them caught it, and the other one is like the one that took him on the trip to catch the dolphin fish. It's got like this huge sail on the top of its head, like that dinosaur that has a sail down its body.
Mm-hmm. It's ancient fish.
Yeah, it looks like ancient fish because, like, look at that head. It's so fat and square. Like, you have to imagine there's a lot of brain in there, but there probably isn't.
It looks like, oh my gosh.
It's like a Jimmy Neutron head. Honestly.
There's a fish on SpongeBob that reminds me of that.
Oh my gosh, it totally is a dolphin fish. Yes, I know what you're talking about. But, yeah, this is like honestly a really ugly fish with really pretty colors. It looks like it's mostly green.
And it's fucking delicious.
Dolphin fish is so good. It's like, so I highly good. Recommend, this guys, if you're somewhere. This is
the ugliest fish I've seen, like, at least like facially, but like the color of it, it's really pretty, but like the face of it is kind of fucked up.
Well, if you are somewhere and there's mahi mahi on the menu, like, and you like fish. That's one to definitely get. If you don't like fish, it's also one to get because I like dolphin fish and I don't.
She doesn't like fish.
Like fish. Oh, there's blue ones. Look at these blue dolphin fish. Wow.
Yum.
Delicious.
So, yes, the blue mahi mahi. The blue mahi mahi.
A rainbow mahi.
The garlic mahi mahi was where it was at.
Oh, look at this one. It comes rainbow.
Oh, that's pretty.
Wow.
It looks like a parrot.
Yeah, he kind of does look like a mahi mahi. The SpongeBob character.
This one, kind of, right?
Yeah.
It's the long neck character.
He's the grumpy one who, like, didn't want to like the Krabby Patty.
Is that him?
Yeah, he was really mean to SpongeBob in the restaurant. Yeah, we don't appreciate being mean to service workers.
No.
Yeah, so we don't stand, so that's why we eat this fish. I wonder what that sail dinosaur is called. Somebody tell me.
Sail dinosaur.
Yeah, it's got like a sail down its body.
Was that not the mahi mahi that we were looking at?
Oh no, it's like a. It's, man, I'm just gonna totally lie to you. I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep it to myself. I'll figure out what it is.
Tell me later
in the next episode.
Yeah.
So we decided to go to our Airbnb. We ordered food. It arrived. It was good. We went back to sleep immediately.
And forgot to release the episode for Wednesday's podcast.
Yes. And we woke up the next day and I said, Liz,
we need to
record an episode. It's already 5 a.m. in St. Louis and there's no episode. So we recorded a whole episode and then didn't edit it at all, which you guys probably heard whenever we went on like a random detour that didn't have anything to do with anything. I was
just talking out of my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that happened. And then we decided to have our day in Lahaina, which was wonderful. So we took the bus down. The bus is like literally right in front of like this wall of like beautiful purple flowers. And we just stood there waiting for the bus and it came and we got on it. And then we went down to Lahaina and we walked around like just so much. So the stop that we got off at is the Wharfs Center.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to get cash, which some restaurants prefer cash over card, there is an ATM in this bus transit center. Also in this bus transit center is a couple of restaurants, a couple of shopping places, and then it feeds you out onto like the main street where all of like the big shopping areas are. So basically what me and Liz ended up doing is we walked out and we had a plan to go to this particular restaurant. But when we got there, we realized it was cash only. So we turned around, went back to this transit center, and then we got an ATM and we pulled some money out of the ATM.
The restaurant was called Sunset Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I definitely recommend.
Oh, my God. It was so good. The croissant was to die for. It was so good.
What did we order? So I ordered a fresh fruit and cottage cheese with granola.
Mm-hmm.
so freaking good. The island fruit is phenomenal. I highly recommend it. And it did come with papaya. They were out of papayas. I was going to order a half papaya to myself with cottage cheese, but they had run out. So I did the fresh fruit with cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. And then I got all the fruits and papaya with cottage cheese.
And I get to try the papaya delish. For the first time. It was so good.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It tastes so like good. Melon, but like soft and like it has like a sweeter taste to it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love papaya.
We've really enjoyed the sunrise cafe.
Yes, we ordered so much food.
He like laughed. He was like, "This is a lot of food, guys."
And I fucking swallowed. We both
we ate it all.
We inhaled it. Well, two. Okay, so I also ordered the vegetarian bagel, which was a bagel with cream cheese, and then on the side there was sprouts, lettuce, onion, tomato, and then like you could pack it into a sandwich. So I like literally. I cream cheesed both of my bagels and left them open, so like an open sandwich, and then just ate it like that. We also had pineapple juice and
the pineapple
coffee.
Juice was like to die for.
Anna was
so
like
good.
Hung up on this pineapple juice. It was fucking phenomenal. Like fresh squeezed off of the island pineapple juice. Like it was delicious.
Yeah.
And then to finish everything off, we shared a cinnamon roll, which was also delicious.
Oh, it was like so good.
It was so fluffy and it had the perfect amount of like syrupy, like cream cheese icing mixed mm-hmm. with like cinnamon and regular vanilla icing. It was delicious. Like,
yeah,
it was so good that the lady behind us saw us eat it and was like, "Hey, can I get one of those?" And he was like, "The cinnamon roll?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Yes.
Like, that's how good the cinnamon roll was. We were making other people drool.
Yes. So after we left that Sunrise Cafe, we like just paid in cash again. It was a cash only bar. We started walking down like kind of the main street there, and we walked into a couple different galleries.
Yes. We want to do a couple shout-outs to the galleries.
We went to the Wyland Gallery first. That was the one that had the... It was a gallery that was, like, basically right on the water, so it, like, mm-hmm. looked out onto the ocean.
Oh, yes. This had... They had, like, a separate room of glass art mm-hmm. and that looked out... So this separate room looked out into the ocean, and that's where the glass art was located. And honestly... Kudos to the exhibitor who did that, because that was phenomenal. Seeing the ocean through the glass art, and then some of the glass art had like little Finding Nemos in it, or like little dories, or like whales through it. Like, oh my gosh, it was just so perfect. The way that the ocean was hitting the glass of this gallery, and then you were literally looking at glass art through, you could see the ocean mm-hmm. was impeccable.
We went to another gallery just on the way called Derubes. It's Derubes.
Yeah, Derubes.
And that one was actually really fun.
Honestly, I loved that so much. That's mm-hmm. the one that we got pulled into, right? Okay, mm-hmm. so that art gallery was fantastic. It drew me in right off the bat. I loved they had some metal art, but they also had like,
well, they had the moving metal art, which
yes.
is cool.
Yeah. Like it looked like an actual yeah. clock moving and an yeah. actual like table with moving parts in the table, which was something that was really attractive. But what got me was the tunnels of the waves. Mm-hmm. They had beautiful like tunnel waved, art.
Yeah.
Pictures, I guess.
It was really cool. Like yeah. it was like metallic paint or something.
It was
I just
amazing.
Like don't know how it functioned, but it was really cool.
So cool.
And they had that coffee table that was like a moving mm-hmm. parts coffee table. I really liked that with like the gears.
Yeah.
And then we saw that artist that paints on wood. Grain.
Honestly, I was in shock by that art. I really thought it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that art was way out of my price range.
So out of our price range.
But it was still something that I could be okay with coming back to Maui and making a purchase if I had more money.
Yeah.
But honestly, this artwork was phenomenal. This guy had created this artwork. He took oil... Mm-hmm. to a wood 2x4 and painted alongside with the shape of the wood. So this literally looks like Bob Ross paintings on wood.
Yeah.
Following the gradient of the tree.
Yeah.
And like this artist made reflections. Like, if you know about art, like Bob Ross was a king at reflections. He would make these mountains and then he'd make it look like it was on a lake. Mm-hmm. This is what this guy did with this piece of wood.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was phenomenal.
I don't know the other two galleries that we went to, but I know there was the one that you really enjoyed with the absurd art.
Yes. It looked like art that was done on drugs.
Yeah, so basically...
It was wild.
Like, one of the pieces of art was, like, it was elephants, but their faces were, like, trombones. Mm-hmm. Like, that was really cool. Like, I totally understood.
They were trumpets.
Yeah. Well, these are tubas. Tubas is what they were.
Yeah.
Not trombones. That'd be silly.
Yeah.
A trombone would be, like, a flamingo or something, maybe.
That would...
Yeah. Long neck. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the tubas, yes, made total sense tubas to me for the elephants. They had, like, a sheep that was, like, his fleece was snails.
Yes.
Snail shells.
There was sailboats in the water that eventually had clouds in it. Mm-hmm. So it's like the sailboats were in the sky.
They were flying.
Yes.
It was so pretty.
And then there was birds made out of... cloud. Mm-hmm. The birds looked like they were made out of the clouds.
His name, I remember, it was like Vladimir something.
I don't know.
I don't remember what his last name was, but it was like
Vladimir. We couldn't take any pictures. Obviously, these are galleries, yeah, so we can't take pictures and be respectful for
But it
for
was that. Like, it was a gallery just for him, and it was all of this like absurdist art that like I just like, I totally
I
got it.
I loved it.
I loved the Great Wall of China, but it was actually a dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was so cool.
That was really cool. Oh, man. I just, like, thought all of it was quite amazing. And then, so, like, he had, like, big posters with all of those art pieces in it. So, like, the Great Wall of China, mm-hmm, and then also the sailboats were in the same picture. Mm-hmm. And then there was different pictures dedicated to those specific.
It was really, like, an exploration of the world that he was creating.
That he was creating,
yeah.
I loved it.
And he had sculpture work. Mm-hmm. He had, like, smaller paintings, pieces and parts, like, larger, yeah, paintings, and then, like, really, really big paintings. I just thought it was really cool.
It was amazing.
And then we went into... vintage European posters.
Yes.
Yeah. So Liz saw this place before me. She had her eye caught by
Marilyn. So this place had like a massive Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Like I print.
Say Madonna.
It was like a print of the 80s of one of her shows that, mm-hmm, was being advertised. And I saw that and it literally reminded me of the Marilyn that we have in the podcast room.
Yes.
And I saw that and I was like, we have to go in there. And Anna was...
I looked in and I was like, yes, absolutely. Yeah. We have to go in here. So we went in and they had like, it was all of these like kind of advertisement style posters, but, mm-hmm, like from like 1950, 1940, 1890,
yeah,
like 1980.
And they were all original prints.
Yeah. Original prints. They had, if you guys have seen the art forgery documentary on Netflix called Made You Look, mm-hmm, it talks about like the author, like tracing authenticity for like pieces of art. And they had like that. They had the things that you need to like prove that a piece of art is real. And I actually bought,
you did,
a piece, like a poster, mm-hmm, for my parental units that I think they're really gonna fucking dig. I think they're going to be excited. I'm going to have to do like a video of them.
I'm excited. Can I be there for that?
Yes.
I want to be there for that because I was there when we bought it.
They'll be like, you have to bring Liz over so she can tell us about Hawaii. Like your recollection of the planet is not true. So,
which is crazy because I don't storytell well.
And they think I storytell too much.
You storytell very well though. Like I can see all of the pictures.
They don't think so. They're like, it's too much.
Well,
they're like, you're too much of a wordsmith. Get the fuck out. Leave our house.
I'm like, things were fun. It was awesome.
I loved sun.
I'm dead. But yes,
I bought a cool piece and I'm very fucking stoked about it.
And we also walked into a couple jewelry stores.
Oh my gosh, we walked into so many jewelry stores. Like 11, I think, is what their final total at the end of the day.
Maybe. But like, I always want to walk into jewelry stores just to see what they even have, just to see what they carry. And we stopped at a jewelry store called the Jewelry Stand Maui, where Anna got her Lemire ring. That one.
Oh, nice.
The square. It's a square Lemire. I'm going to brief you a little bit. But it's found in the Sierra Barranco Mountains. Barack. We miss you.
We miss you.
No, but Sierra Barranco Mountain in the Dominican Republic. So how awesome that we got some rings that, from the stone of the Dominican.
You said it was like something like they only found it in like a 20 square mile kilometer.
Oh,
something.
Yeah. So it's an extinct volcano holds just 1 square kilometer of landed mines of where they find the stone.
Wow.
300 feet below ground. So we both got
beautiful.
Some
I love
Lemire.
It. I love
oh,
yours.
I love my Lemire.
Yours
ring.
Is like such a piece of artwork.
It really is. It's abstract art, and like, what better place to put it on than my fucking ugly ass thumb? So we figured funny. Out that I have hand dysmorphia.
Yes, I diagnosed Liz this morning. She has hand dysmorphia.
So we bought some rings. I walked into this other store. I think it was called Shark Teeth Jewelry.
Maybe, yeah.
Because that's where people were going to find shark teeth. Mm-hmm. And instead, I found fucking Baltic Sea Amber and convinced myself to buy 3 pieces from there. Convinced Anna to buy a piece from there. Mm-hmm. Because Amber is fucking beautiful. It is my favorite stone. Our hands look precious. Like, oh
yeah, I really like my
amazing
ring.
And here's the thing is like, that's the beauty in walking around in a new like mm-hmm. town is like the small jewelry shops that you walk into.
So fun.
St. Louis has them.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I love a jewelry shop. After that we went to what is it called? Down the Hatch? Down
oh,
under?
Yeah. We did Down the Hatch, which mm-hmm. is a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives place. Yes. That's a Guy Fieri show, if you guys don't know. Triple D.
Triple D. DTH.
Those in the know what Triple yes. D is. And we got some fucking bomb-ass cocktails. I really enjoyed the cocktails. I got a really good plate of calamari.
We had so many cocktails.
We had so many cocktails.
Guys, this restaurant was packed to the brim, but I found... Well... packed to the brim in COVID times.
Yeah.
So, I found this like empty table that was like in the middle of the sun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Anna, I'm going to go get the seat. Like, you have to get us 2 drinks each.
Yeah.
She's like, so that we don't have to get up and
like
leave.
order drinks for us. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And so I get up to the guy and I order my 2 drinks.
4 cocktails, guys.
Liz's 2 drinks. And he's like, who are you ordering this for? Like, look at me up and down. And I was like, for me and my friend. And he was like, he looked out to where I pointed where Liz was. I was like, she's the one in the hat in the sun. He was like, is she even 21? And I was like, she's 25.
Yes.
So last I checked, yes.
I got the first 2 drinks that I got was the Aztec Warrior mm-hmm. and the Watermelon Daiquiri.
Yes. And I got their like Liakanini margarita. Mm-hmm. I probably just fucking butchered that. Sorry, all of Hawaii. And then I got the acai and coconut, which was like the best one.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And then I went back and got, I got you a pina colada.
It's very
good.
And
then I got myself the Mai Tai, mm-hmm. which was delicious. It's basically a Manhattan for all of, or a Long Island, basically.
Yeah,
Mai
with rum.
With
yeah.
rum. Mm-hmm. Mainly rum, in a spritz of Coke, which was really good, honestly. Yeah. And then I ended up going back and getting the acai coconut because it was fucking delicious.
So good.
It was so good.
So refreshing. I highly recommend coconut mm-hmm. juice.
And then we met up with the brides.
Yes, we met up with the brides.
Oh, God, I love them so much.
The Michaelas.
Michaela loves Michaela so much.
Yes, I put them in my phone as meeting the Kaylas.
I loved them so much. They were so great and we're so excited to... It's their wedding day today.
Today's their wedding day. That's why we're drinking wine.
Yes, we're celebrating. And then
We're celebrating hard.
Yes, and we're gonna go celebrate them.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't believe like we're going to a wedding during COVID. Like, but like, wow, that's like amazing that we can do that.
The love is oozing out of them, and it makes me just so happy. Honestly,
yeah. I'm super stoked. Yeah, like, we're gonna have such a fun time.
And then, the poor things had to go pick up their family after hanging out with us at Don the Hatch. But we ended up continuously walking again on the Lahaina Road.
Yeah,
and we ended up going to this bonsai tree.
Yes,
beautiful.
We got not bonsai. Banyan.
Banyan. My bad. Banyan tree. Beautiful. Got some great pictures there too. We were able to hang out at the seashore. We saw a Hawaiian birthing stone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That poor stone has probably seen some horrific.
Well, the Hawaiian royalty would go down to this birthing stone and birth the royalty down in the ocean. Like, is that not the most wild story, guys, that you've ever heard?
The craziest thing ever.
Well, women would just go down and get in the ocean and be like, I am one with nature.
And then boom.
And then they birth a whole baby.
Yeah.
Maybe two, because, like, you know, twins happen. Yeah, twins.
Maybe three, because triplets also happen, and that's crazy.
Man, at that point, you're basically like a dog, right? Because it's like lots of puppies.
You know. Do you think that you would grow an extra nipple? Like, could you imagine if women grew an extra nipple for the triplet?
Like
a
third one? Yeah. Like you would, that's how, like, you would know. Just, you'd look between your titties and be like,
oh no! A third nip is coming in. I'm having triplets. Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, imagine if that's how we evolved. Like, that's how we knew how many. Imagine if one of your nipples just went away.
Disappeared. Oh my God.
You were just pregnant with one child.
You're like, you only get to use one titty to feed this kid.
That's fucking nuts.
Jeez Louise. I definitely do not want more than one.
No.
Inside at one time.
At one time, no. We went to the Lahaina Deep Dish. What was it called? Lahaina Pizzeria Deep Dish?
Lahaina Pizza Company.
There we go. We went. So after we had like the birthing chair extravaganza that we looked at, obviously did not give any kind of births to that day.
No, we didn't see any royalty
births
down there.
Births to poops, maybe. no royalty down there, but we went to the Lahaina Pizza Company where they had a deep dish pizza. And honestly, guys, it wasn't like Chicago pizza pie, but it was a deep pan pizza that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was really good and very doughy. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
8 out of 10 is my final number, I guess.
Yeah. And then after that, we walked to the Safeway to get some groceries because, like, we're trying to, like, you know, be like a little less expensive with like brekkie and whatever.
Tim, I want to tell the listeners really quick, you have to be more cautious about what you're eating. Be cautious about like what's on your table and what's being advertised to you, because we found out that there's Friday night is art night in Lahaina Town.
Oh yeah. I was like, I have no idea where you're going.
I know. I was pulling you in for the trip.
Yeah.
In the Lahaina Pizza Company, we saw an ad for art night in Lahaina Town, and every gallery participates in it from 5 to 8. They open up their doors, and basically, what they're trying to do is like sell the art. But like, what an amazing thing for all of the art galleries to come together and have like a specific art gallery night where everything is open 5 to 8, where you get customers in and out, and like
I like it.
I love it, and I love the art community that there is here. Also, the art community is
cool.
Big in Lahaina. Like, Lahaina is the art town of Maui.
Yeah, I love it. I love walking into all those galleries. I know they're like, these girls aren't going to buy anything, but.
Oh, it's incredible.
I like walking and looking and pretending.
Yeah, and pretending like I can afford them.
Do you think we should wrap up?
Yeah. I mean, that was all of our days.
Should we give them a preview of what's going to be our next bit of information?
What's our next bit of information?
So we're definitely going to have at least an episode to the wedding.
Yes.
And then the day after the wedding, because also that's important. Yes. We have a 2-day.
We have a 2-day wedding ceremony.
Guys, we have a couple of activities that we're doing on Hawaii.
I kind of don't want to tell them.
I just want to give like a taste. Like,
it's a fucking surprise.
In order to get some cheap thrills, we are going to go.
No, don't tell them where we're going to go, but we did. Okay. So We ended up getting some cheap thrills. Tell them the cheap thrills that we did get.
Okay, we're going to go on a whale watch.
Yes.
Which I'm fucking stoked for.
Super excited for.
And we're going on a dinner cruise.
Yes.
But we got it for cheaper than we would have.
Because we're doing something insane.
Insane.
And it was part of the package. It's kind of like you have to do this one thing to get these two things for a very decent rate.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man. We're going to get these girls. And we're like, haha, we're poor.
Yeah. Well, they're thinking we're going to get these girls, but really we're going to get them. And we're going to have a podcast episode dedicated to this specific activity that we have to do to get the whale watching and the dinner cruise.
Guys, I can't wait for you guys to hear this. This episode that's coming up, like, it's gonna be so amazing.
Fantastic.
I'm so glad Maui's going for like literally like three episodes at least.
This is gonna be easily great. If not four.
Okay, let's do our sign off.
Okay, guys, you can find me. I am Lizbeth De Los Reyes. Find me on Instagram at Lizbeth_De Los Reyes. Find me on Twitter at LizDeLosReyes31.
You can find me, Anna Kierman, on Instagram at AnnaBanana625 and on Twitter at MadCowsMood2. You can find our joint podcast account on Instagram at little.detour.podcast. You can email us at little.detour.podcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justalittledetour. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at littledetourpod. And you can find our website at justalittledetour.wordpress.com.
Yes, we did it. Thank you guys. We did it. All right. Mahalo, everybody.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Bye.